Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, Scaling to 8 Figures. Episode number 34, Creating a Brand Strategy to Grow Your Brand. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Radio, Scaling to 8 Figures. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria Davenport. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an 8-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing strategies, leadership, system processes, mindset, and time management. Now, let's get started. So, I'm always excited about branding. And the reason is because I'm so amazed that someone is able to build a brand that's worth billions of dollars. And some people have done that in less than 10 years. Billions of dollars based on the type of brand you have. Always imagine Starbucks, people around the corner willing to pay $4 and $5 for their coffee. That is building a brand. Disney, as soon as we think of Disney, we think of cleanliness, families, friendly, movies. Those are billion-dollar brands. There are a lot of moving parts. In this brand series, we've actually had several different ways that we've talked about building your brand and the different components. So we look at building brand awareness, which includes your brand design. That's where you have your logo, your design with your logo, your colors, your font. That's actually the design, the brand design. Then we looked at the attributes and values, which basically come under being able to have a unique brand position or proposition. You also want to have your brand personality. That was really exciting because there's five different types of brand personalities, and that's excitement, sincerity, ruggedness, competence, and sophistication. Now, there are some brand personalities that cross over, but you want to have your core brand personality. And just to let you know that most people select the brand personality that mimics their actual personality. So if they're rugged, they usually will look for a brand that has ruggedness. Now, you can have excitement and sophistication in the same one, but you may be 80% sophistication and 20% excitement, or some people may be 50-50. But that's our brand personality. Then, of course, we have our brand promise, what we say we're going to do and make sure we deliver it. Our brand story, our brand leverage, which gets us to the point of brand loyalty and coming up with a brand strategy that includes all of these, that actually the goal is to have brand loyalty that goes to our brand equity. And that is the whole purpose of branding. It actually comes down to being one of the biggest assets your business could have. A lot of people only look at profits and revenues. That's when you're building a business that may go up to a couple of hundred thousands of dollars. But if you're looking for doing a business that's going to reach the million-dollar benchmark and over, you have to really start paying attention to your brand strategy. So let's look a little bit into how to build a brand strategy. So basically what we talked about is your brand is more than just your logo, your name, or your slogan, which a lot of people sometimes get that confused. It's the entire experience that your prospects and customers have with your company, your service, and your product, the entire, from the first time your customer service person answers the phone to the last person they deal with when they leave out, is your brand. So brand strategy actually, it really defines what you stand for. It's your promise, your personality that you convey, and this includes your logo, your slogan, and other creative items that you use to convey your brand. And your brand lives every day and interacts with your market, every single day. So it's your image, it's your message you deliver on your website, your proposals, your campaigns. It's the way your employees interact with your customers. It's your customers' opinion of your brand versus the competition. It really has a big difference with setting down and having the mindset of thinking of branding. So we like to say brand on and brand off. I was one time at a Disney property, and I walked in and talked about how great Disney was, and I had a great time at one of the amusement parks, and the employee remarked, "This is a sucky place to work for." That's brand off. No one wants to have an employee when you're thinking about Disney conveying being one of the happiest places on earth with an employee saying just the opposite. So that's one of those times that the brand off was really, really a big deal. You want to make sure that the first person that comes in contact with your brand and the last person has the same thought process, the same message is conveyed. That's why I really, 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 really love high-end hotels, like, say, Four Seasons or Ritz-Carlton. When you go into a Four Seasons, from the bellhop to the beginning to when you go to your room and they know you personally by your name to when you leave out, everything is top-notch, and their brand is fantastic. So your brand strategy actually has a lot to do with your pricing and your competitive edge throughout. And that includes your website, your recruiting, your identity, your vendors, your messaging, your naming, your literature. All of that is a part of. And that leads to your customer acquisition. So branding is everything because it actually helps with the sales process, your campaign planning, and your market planning. So with the management portion of that, you look at how your customers come back to you time and time again has everything to do with your customer retention for branding. That's when we look at your customer retention for branding. So the value of creating a defined brand strategy is crucial. It really brings a competitive edge to positioning. So if you want to look at where you want to start first, you definitely want to look at your design. Look at the design of it, what it looks like, what it feels. Is it conveying the message you want? Really pay attention to colors. Colors and branding are really important. So that starts with your design that we talked about. Then you want to look at the value that you're going to bring. The value that you bring should be where your customers and prospects are before your services, how fast you can get them to where they're trying to go. That's the value in between there. The distance that it takes you from where they are to where you're trying to get them is the distance. Remember that successful branding creates the loyalty, which ends up being the brand equity. That's the whole strategy behind the brand strategy, getting to the brand equity. So let's look at the best case scenario. 85% of your business, if you've been in business, I would say, for any length of time, between maybe 3, 4, 5 years, we'll go with 5 years, 85% of your business should be from referrals, word of mouth. It should be because you've built that brand equity where people are being pulled towards you. Then you look at 15% or so is the only thing you're looking at when it comes to getting the remaining part of your business. Your 85% should be from annual revenue from your brand building efforts. That encompasses all your marketing, your messages, everything we just went over. So the best case is prospects and customers know exactly what you deliver. It's easy to begin a dialogue with your new prospects because they quickly understand what you stand for. You acquire customers quickly because of their experience, and you can charge premium prices because your market knows why it's better to pay you than someone else. And then you look at a neutral case. The market may not have a consistent view or impression of your product or service, but in general, it's pretty positive. You haven't thought a lot about your branding because it doesn't necessarily seem relevant to you, but you should admit that you could do a better job with communicating consistently to your market. And you're not helping yourself, but you're not hurting yourself either. That's your neutral case. Then you look at your worst case. You don't have a brand strategy at all, and it shows. It's really, really difficult to communicate to your prospects and convince them to buy. They don't have an impression of your product or service, and they don't know why they should buy it. They don't know why, if it's better or not. What you do, what you say, and how you say it might contradict other areas and confuse your prospects. And basically, your competitors typically have an easier time acquiring customers. This is the best, the neutral, and the worst case. Take time right now to decide which category you fall under. And then you want to make sure you begin with understanding what you want your brand to be. And I would suggest starting with your brand promise. Start with your brand promise because that will lay out everything else, what your logo is going to look like, what your values are going to be, your brand personality, your brand story, which is why you're in business. Your brand story is the why. It helps with your brand leverage. And then, of course, we get back to your brand strategy, which encompasses all of this, which is the best to your loyalty, which builds the equity. So make sure that if you want to get a good feel for that, poll your current customers, your employees, and your vendors. Do what we call an audit brand. Do a brand audit to see where you are. And we have something that you can actually download to do a brand audit. You can go to www.8figurebusinesscoach.com, and we have free resource area where you can actually download your brand audit. That's www.8figurebusinesscoach.com/free resources. This will give you your brand audit. And you want to make sure that you do several things. When you're building your brand, make sure that you build it around the emotional benefits. List the features and the benefits of your products and services. And make sure that there's an emotional tie to it. People really can understand the benefit of the brand. They want to feel the emotional benefit behind it. And if you do that correctly, your benefits and your costs will equal what your perceived value is. That's your brand value. And that should translate into time, dollars, and feelings. You want to make sure you define your brand personality, your story, and your positioning statements. Think of your brand as a person with a personality. Describe them. Convey this personality traits in everything you do and create. Make sure you look at it as a person and have, like your children, they have distinct personalities. And when you think of them and when you talk to them, you're actually describing them in that way. When you're writing your positioning statement, think about your story brand and use the brand messaging throughout your company materials. Everything, once again, should be consistent. So if your brand personality is excitement, you should have yellow, bright, exciting colors. I love this vitamin commercial that I've seen, and it's really exciting. They got yellow. They're twirling the actual umbrellas in the sunshine, and the rain is gone, and they're happy. If you look at, you know, ruggedness, you look at some car commercials, it's rugged. They've got dirt, and they're just, like, rugged. So think of it. Have fun with it. Your brand is one of the areas you can have fun with. And you want to make sure that you really interact with your employees, because you want your prospects and your customers to make sure that your employees convey that personality, that your brand lives throughout your company. And that's really important. All of it is going to be consistent. If you're able to do that, this is when you have a brand strategy, which is going to convey to having that brand loyalty, which equals brand equity, which is one of the best things you can have in your 8-figure business builder. Brand is one of the 8 that I talk about. Very, very important. So I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, impactful. Please join me next episode, number 35, for how to establish a competitive market position. We love social media, so please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, at 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section about this episode or anything else you'd like to see. Please visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com and sign up for free resources weekly to get a dose of our free business weekly resources, similar to what we do in the podcast. I really hope that this is a great week for you. You implement some of the brand strategies we talked about to grow your brand today. I always try to give you some kind of nugget that you can actually put into your brand today. Some people say nougat, I say nugget. So you want to go out there, start building your brand today. You've got a working strategy there. Visit us or give us a call. If you have any questions, that's 1-800-731-9005. Or visit us once again at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. And until next time, much success. Bye-bye.